Telstra's latest network outage on July 8 caused chaos for public transport, businesses and individuals.
It was just SOS mode.
I just think it's ridiculous.
We do live in a society that has gone from being web-enabled to web-vulnerable.
And it's prompted some serious questions about Telstra and Australia's communication network more broadly. Like, how did we get so reliant on big telcos? And what's to stop an outage like this from happening again? At first, there were concerns the July 8 outage could have been caused by a cyber attack, but Telstra was quick to rule that out, saying a software bug caused its clocks to go out of sync. The ABC understands telco providers were repeatedly warned by the federal government to prepare for failures in timing systems. Now, Telstra and Optus are Australia's two biggest telcos, followed by TPG, which owns Vodafone. Telstra is the biggest network provider in the country and used to be government-owned before it was privatised in the 1990s. Its vast infrastructure means Telstra's become essential to Australia's day-to-day functioning. And while the government doesn't technically pay Telstra, it does often fund it through big infrastructure grants and lucrative contracts. Telstra is also part of a deal with the government called the Universal Service Obligation. Basically, it has to provide the whole country access to landlines. And from next year, there are plans to extend that to mobile coverage, with Optus and TPG involved in that plan too. As for rules around making sure that mobile coverage can't go down like it did during this outage, well, experts say more needs to be done in this space.
We shouldn't be relying on a private company to protect Australian safety.
That's Carol Bennett from Telco Consumer Group, the Communications Consumer Action Network. She's among those arguing there's an over-reliance on the telecommunications industry governing itself, something telcos deny. And this isn't the first huge telco outage. Last year, an Optus failure led to a 000 outage, which was linked to two deaths. And back in 2023, another Optus failure impacted millions of people. So telcos have actually been in the spotlight for a while, with government inquiries looking into them and making some changes, like better outage monitoring, including of 000 services. So what can be done to stop this happening again? Well, the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA, is investigating what happened in this latest outage and whether Telstra broke any rules. But Carol Bennett from the Communications Consumer Action Network wants to go further. She's pushing for stronger standards for the sector.
Similar to the energy sector, that ensure that telcos are held accountable for maintaining the reliability and the resilience of the network.
Experts are also calling for more testing and planning to ensure things like public transport networks don't rely on just one carrier.